We're joined by Andy Bulbarch of the Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Bull. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. I'm just looking at the Crushers' schedule, not their game schedule, their promotional schedule, and they've got an Olympics night planned this coming Friday.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, the Olympics. Are you familiar? You know, the Olympics are happening.
I know, but what does this mean at the Olympics? What does this mean at the ballpark?
They're going to have their own Olympic games, apparently.
Like what?
This is things that we have to find out when we get there.
Well, that's why we have Andy on the line.
Well, Andy's in charge of what's happening between the white lines,
right?
Well,
he might know what's going on beyond that.
Well, okay. Andy, what's going on Olympic night?
Well, your original assessment there about me knowing what goes on between the lines is probably pretty accurate, every now and again I can tell you what's going on outside the box there when they get into some of their promotions. I think the way I understand it is they're going to incorporate a lot of what they do with their in-game promotions with the Olympics, so they'll try and think of some new creative ways to work in what's going on in Rio into some of their between-inning promotions and things like that. So I'm not sure if they've got fake gold medals they plan on giving away, or if they're going to have somebody toss a javelin between the third and fourth inning or something like that. But that's the way I understand it. They're going to work in some of what they do with the between inning games and try and put some Olympic events in between there.
But unlike the real Olympics, the restrooms work perfectly at the Crusher Stadium, right?
They don't put the Crushers on a cruise ship like they do with the U.S. men's basketball team.
And Craig, here's a promotion that they will not do is have the Zika virus chase you around the bases as you.
Oh, that's terrible!
I'm just trying to give you some bad ideas happening. Also, I see the fill the bus. That's related to getting a lot of school supplies donated as well. So the United Way will have their bus over at Crushers coming up on Friday the 12th as well. So that's just some of the things coming up next week when the Schaumburg Boomers come to town. How are our Lake Erie Crushers doing these days, Andy? What can you give us the temperature of the team right now?
Well, yesterday they snapped the 5-game losing streak, which obviously was huge, and strangely enough, that was their first win at home in the second half of the season. So they snapped a 4-game slide at home. And to put that into perspective, that was the first game that they won at home since Sunday, July 10th. So they'd gone a long time without winning at home. So that was, I think, a big one for them just to kind of get some weight off their shoulders. Now, the crazy thing about the way this season has gone so far is that, if I'm not mistaken, we are exactly 1 month away from the finish line. Sunday, September 4th is the official end of the regular season. So we're a month away, and while things haven't gone so well recently, they're still only 5 games back from that fourth and final playoff spot. So if they get hot, they can obviously get back in the conversation, but everybody in the league is actually alive right now. As weird as that sounds, there's a team that's 10 games below 500, and that team is only about 6.5 games out of that final wild card spot, too. So barring some sort of major catastrophe, they should still be in this thing for at least a few more weeks. And you know, they're in the middle of a tough series right now against Southern Illinois. That's the best team in the league. The record shows that. They're 45-22, and then when they get done with Southern Illinois, it's another 6-game road trip. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they respond to having to go back on the road again, because the last road trip did not go so well, and on this coming road trip, they'll end up playing 7 games essentially. So there's still a lot of games left to be played, but they're still kind of on the outside looking in, but there's a realistic chance still of getting into that final wild card spot.
Bull, in Major League Baseball with 162 games, we often hear about the grind and how at certain points during the season the players kind of wear down. Does that happen at this level too, perhaps in August?
Yes, well, there's no question about that, especially for the guys that have been here throughout the year. And every now and again, you might hear that for a guy that comes in after playing a full college season. You know, it depends on where he goes, obviously, but you can play somewhere between, you know, 40 and in some cases 60 games. So that's a pretty full season. Then you add on however many games they play when they get here. So it's definitely a grind. There's no doubt about that. And again, especially for the guys that have been doing it day in and day out since opening day. And well, I mean, there aren't many guys left on the current roster from the opening day roster. As we've talked about before, so much change has taken place since May 14th. But, yeah, there's no question. I mean, they do have the built-in off days every Monday, which is really nice. And, you know, I think we're a couple of weeks now removed from the All-Star break where they had 3 straight days off. So that definitely helps, and I think the league specifically did that so that they can reduce some of that wear and tear and they could at least take the grind away a little. But when you're playing 6 days a week and you're traveling to different cities, there's no doubt. I mean, it wears on you after a while, and I think in August, you know, for some of these guys, August may not be as tough as July because in August, I mean, you can at least see the light. And like I said, we're a month away from the end of the season, so most of these guys realize that only being a month away, the end is near. But I think a lot of those guys approach that with the mentality that they don't want the end to be near. I mean, they want to play beyond that Sunday before Labor Day.
Well, some of them don't have a next year, I guess, in a sense, right? So aren't sometimes they're playing sort of for this as much of their career as they possibly can?
Correct. Yeah, because you have – there's a healthy chunk of guys on this team, too, that they, because of the age restrictions in the league, they won't be able to play next year unless one of those guys gets kept as a veteran exception. But there are a lot more guys than I originally thought on this team that because of the age limits and all that in the Frontier League, this is probably going to be their last year in the league. I mean, they may pick up and play somewhere else, but, I mean, there's a lot that can happen throughout the course of an offseason, so nothing is guaranteed for 2017 for them. But you're right, for a lot of those guys, you never know. That this may end up being their last run at it.
So, Bull, how are you handling? How are you holding up as we get in through the hotter months of August these days?
Oh, it's the same old, same old. This is what I want to say, 14th, 15th year for me in baseball. So, it's not all that bad for me. And I mean, there are a lot more home games coming up in August, so that makes it a little bit easier. The tough road trips are already out of the way. You figure they went to St. Louis twice in the month of July, and those are two tough trips. And really the only road trips they have remaining, they've got the one coming up this weekend that goes through the middle of next week, but that's an easy traveling trip because you've got Florence. I mean, that's 5 hours away, maybe four and a half. It's just south of Cincinnati. And then you've got Washington next week, which is just south of Pittsburgh, so you're talking 3 hours away. And then there's only one left after that where they go to Schaumburg and Traverse City. That's a little longer, but it's not bad. I mean, we're talking 6.5 hours, and as far as the traveling in the Frontier League goes, it's really not bad at all. So that's really where it kind of gets you. I think when you come back from a trip in the middle of a morning, or if you arrive in the middle of a morning, that's really kind of where the grind starts to get you. You arrive at a city at 6:30 in the morning, then you have to wake up and play 12 hours later. You don't really get a chance to sit in a comfortable bed and sleep. And I mean, even if you do, you know, your sleeping patterns are kind of off. So you learn to deal with it. There are ways you just find ways to deal with it throughout the course of the season.
You know, the players have each other. Who do you bond with, or your roadie? Who's your road guy with? I mean, how do you keep, you know, your sanity on the road?
Well, on the road, you find ways to kill time and do some work. I mean, my full-time job at Notre Dame College keeps me pretty busy in the month of August, so there's no shortage of work there. But, you know, usually the coaches, the coaching staff, you know, they've been pretty cool about welcoming me in and all that good stuff. So it's been a lot of fun throughout the year. And, you know, it's baseball, right? So it's meant to be fun, and there's all kinds of cool fellowship and camaraderie that you see on the bus that you don't always get a chance to see in other places. So really, you know, you find ways to have fun with these guys and kill some time when you're in the middle of a hotel that's in the middle of nowhere and you're trying to sit around, watch that clock, and wait for the bus to leave to take you to the ballpark so you can go out there and, you know, do some work. But in August, like I say, it's different because for a lot of these guys, they do start to see that the finish line is near. And as we talked about before, for some of them, I think they want to enjoy these final moments while they still can because, you know, that next year's not guaranteed.
It has been one hot summer, and you've been on the road for half the games, of course. Is there one stadium out there that you would consider that has the hottest broadcast booth?
Yes. Without question, Carr Shield Field in O'Fallon, Missouri. That's the home of the River City Rascals. It is disgusting hot at that place. You sit in this brick box that just captures and traps all that heat and humidity, and there really doesn't ever appear to be a way to circulate that airflow. I mean, there's no air conditioning in there, and again, the brick just traps that heat and humidity. I want to say my first year with the Crushers was back in 2011, and we had a game right before the All-Star break, and it was so hot in that brick box. I want to say the first pitch temperature was right around 95 degrees. Humidity was somewhere in the area of like 80 to 85%. I mean, they were walking around passing out bottles of water to the fans that showed up just to make sure they stayed hydrated, but they had heat advisories in effect, and they played that game at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you sit there and you just sweat. And the thing is, you know, in the world of radio, you've got these headsets on, you've got this equipment next to you. You hope that you don't ruin some of that equipment, but you've got no choice. I mean, I think I had shorts and a T-shirt on. I mean, I sat there, and I think I lost about 5 pounds just sitting there calling the game.
Wow. Andy Bulbarch, our guest this morning, as we joined every Thursday talking to Lake Erie Crushers. I was at the Medina County Fair yesterday, and a gentleman walked by wearing an LE cap. And there was different vendors across the way, and the one guy goes, what does LE stand for? And he introduced him to the Lake Erie Crushers. So you got the Crusher fans all over northern Ohio as people are spending their summers, not only at the ballpark, but at other events in the community. You're on the air tonight. We got the Lake Erie Crushers hosting the Southern Illinois Miners at 7, and then we'll have the two road games against the Florence Freedom on Saturday and Sunday. The Indians and Yankees do afternoon battles this weekend. So we opened up the evenings for some Lake Erie Crushers baseball. Look forward to your calls, and hopefully we'll get some Jackety Jack Jacks this weekend. I appreciate. Hopefully we'll do that.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate the time as always.
All right. Take it easy. Andy Bulbarch joining us this morning from Lake Erie Crushers here at WEOL.